All right, and so giving up irrationality to maintain an inconsistent worldview is
I'm gonna give up my rationality in order to hold on to my worldview that's right. Inconsistent and irrational, right? I'm gonna say, okay, then forget being rational. I'm not gonna be logical, right? And he gives us another illustration.
Yeah, kind of an easier one because I don't know if I mean I know they still are around, but I'm not sure we see these people at the airport anymore. But in the greatest comedy of all time, Airplane, this was something that you can still see there. So he says, what I'm getting at is that sometimes people give up their rationality rather than give in to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to the revelation that God, that the revelation of God that's all around them. And he says that sometimes he's spoken to the Hare Krishna devotee, and Hare Krishna tells me that my problem is that I'm on this wheel of life and I'm still thinking in terms of distinctions. I have this Western mentality and I'm oppressed by that. I need to realize that all is one and there is no distinctions. If you don't have get that enlightenment, you'll never get off that wheel of life and finally get to the grand place of Nirvana. And Nirvana is more than just a band from Seattle. It's this kind of heavenly place where all is one and one is all, and you exist in this chasm of infinite pleasure and goodness, and you never have to go through this cycle of life again because you ascended to it.
And so Bonson says, okay, now let me make sure I got this right. There are no ultimate distinctions, right? He says, but then there can't be any distinction between where I am and Nirvana either, right? Because if all is one, then I'm in Nirvana. So, according to their worldview, I don't need to do any meditation or worry about the wheel of life because I'm already there in Nirvana because there's no distinctions at all, right? And so now they're caught, right? You're making distinctions. There are no distinctions. You need to, let loose of these distinctions so that you can be part of Nirvana. Well, if there are no distinctions, I'm already in Nirvana. So thank you very much. Have a nice day. Right?
Yeah.
And so it says, well, how does the, how are Krishna respond? Does he say, well, I have to look at a different religion, right? Sometimes by God's grace, he says that might happen. But often a person trained in Eastern philosophy will say, there you go with your Western logic, right? And so he tells us that this person is caught then in a contradiction, right? Nirvana, no Nirvana, no distinctions, but yet there is a distinction, right? And so his way of squeezing out of the inconsistency of his worldview dilemma is to say, logic is not important. You're a Westerner using logic on me like this is just a trick. I know better. That because you've been taught, this person's been taught that all is one and logic is misleading. And Bonson tells us this is a case of a person who ends up saying, I will give up rationality rather than to admit that I'm wrong.
Right.
Yeah. I'll be totally irrational rather than to admit that I'm wrong.
Right. Yeah, this is the Simpsons meme of Principal Skinner saying, "Is it true? Am I truly out of touch with what's cool and what's youth?" Well, no, it's the children who are wrong, and so it's just a hand wave away, and you don't have to understand that being cool is being part of the zeitgeist that even kids would think is cool. So there's a meme explained for you. So he says that he has two responses to this type of thinking, and here's one of them. Well, you reject logic. Well, then you don't meditate on that one. So if you reject logic, well, then I have to think about it to reject it. So then I don't reject logic. And so we should think about that.
The idea is, so you reject logic and you don't reject logic.
Right. Exactly.
Because, and both of those are true.
Yes.
Meditate on that. Right.
He says, do you know what I'm getting at? A man who says I reject logic has no right to demand logical consistency. If he rejects logic, it's not the case that he rejects logic. The minute he rejects logic, he can't argue with me anymore. It means that I can say anything I want. I can say if he does reject logic, then he doesn't. And so it allows for irrationality to come in. All is one, one is all, then I am you and you are me. And there's no distinction, so I'll take my wallet that's in your back pocket, please. You can't say no. You can't say this is mine. You can't do that. And once you say no, that's wrong. Oh, hold on. You're entering in Western logic, and what you're doing is wrong. You'll never go to Nirvana that way. So I will please take my wallet, please. Maybe that's why they reject physical things, so they don't get robbed all the time. So.
And of course, Bonson says that this is, you know, that it's not just a little joke. He's telling the person, right, that this seriously, that you can escape the demands of logic because you can't escape living in God's universe and being God's child. And you're going to have to answer your heavenly Father someday, right? So, you're attempting to give up logic, but really you can't live in the world without it, right? I remember that old quip that says even the, Hindu looks both ways before he crosses the street because it's either him or the bus, right?
Right, yes. There's nothing real except for the honking. Yeah. All right, so that's one response. Here's the other response in a more sociological, and it's very simple. When he says that he rejects logic, he can say, then please speak up into the microphone. Let everybody know that. If you're not going to come to Jesus Christ as your true Lord, if you're not going to bend the knee here, then I want you to testify to God's goodness and truth by telling the world that the only way you can avoid becoming a Christian is by rejecting logic. So if that's the case, be truthful and honest. You have no justification for believing in logic other than because I want to, say that. Oh, it's helpful to me, but I don't really know. It seems to be maybe part of the universe, but I can't see it. And so therefore I should reject it because it's not a tangible thing that I can test or allow. And so I should tell people clearly there's no such thing as logic. At least be honest in that. And then when people go, well, but aren't you trying to convince me of your version of math or the scientific endeavor that you're trying to set out? But if you're putting your paper of saying, dear Microsoft, I plan to prove that the quantum computer is able to beat any computer that you have 20-fold, and here's the process which I plan to do it. Here's I request $20 trillion in order to do that. Well, you're presenting an argument of logic there of saying, if then this, then also conclusion that. And so, but you have no justification for it. And so putting forth that paper, at least say, here's some scribbles on a paper, give me money because I want to. And so that's what we should be doing.
Right. And so he presses the Hare Krishna with the idea of, you know, if you're going to reject it, then be upfront with it and say the only way that you can avoid becoming a Christian is by rejecting logic.
Right.
And just be honest and tell people that and see if the person is willing to say that. Right. So you're saying the only way that that you can avoid being a Christian is by rejecting logic, you know, and, you know, I mean, it's obviously it'll be difficult for a person to try to say that,
right? Even though
they believe that.
Right. Exactly.